Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that down through the years, the Beef Council's had a great relationship with family physicians in the state of Oklahoma, and that relationship has continued here in 2019. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, family physicians are an extremely important group to us. And so we recently sponsored Dr. Donald Lehman, who is a leading protein researcher, for a presentation at the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians Summer Convention. His topic focused on the importance of protein in the diet and balancing with carbs in a healthy way. It was very, very well received. Additionally, staff also participated in the trade show where they had the opportunity to visit with multiple physicians and provide them with Beef Checkoff funded materials.
Participation in this event, a part of Oklahoma Beef Council's efforts to educate health professionals from physicians to dietitians about the science of beef nutrition and the benefits of the nutrients of beef. Learn more about the Beef Checkoff by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, packer interest is expected to improve today, although it's uncertain that bids will improve early in the day. There still remains a wide range between asking prices and midweek bids, and this may continue, leaving the uncertainty that trade will develop sometime tomorrow. Now, the firmness in cattle futures is likely to spark renewed resolve by feedlot managers as they hold tight to asking prices of about $114. Futures trades expected to open mixed following the light to moderate midweek correction. The overall tone of the market remains firm, which is likely to spark renewed overall interest through the end of the week. Now, over on the hogs, firm underlying support in nearby hog trade has helped shift the attention away from long-term lows as August futures have rallied over $5 over the past two trading sessions. This is adding increased underlying support, even though volatile moves in wholesale pork values may curb the overall optimism through the end of the week. Mixed trades expected this morning, with light to moderate shifts developing through the first couple of hours of trade. On the grains, mixed to weaker wheat markets in the hours before the July WASD report, although wheat will most certainly take a backseat to row crop markets here this morning. That said, there will still be plenty of market participations to dig into, including the USDA's first guess at the 2019-20 bi-class balance sheets, an updated view on wheat feeding, and updated estimates for Black Sea and European wheat production. Now, the corn price is down, giving back part of yesterday's gains and keeping their stair-step approach lower in place. The market will be glad to get the July WASD out of the way, considering half the trade has already written data off as junk, thanks to the USDA's telegraphed decision to use the June NAS acreage data, regardless of its accuracy. And soybean prices are just a touch weaker, attempting to end what had been a three-day winning streak. Tuesday's reversal is looking more and more noteworthy each day. The lows of that session are not challenged. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures, August live cattle down 50 cents, 107.62 yesterday. October down 32 at 108.97. August feeder cattle down 52, 142.35. September down 27, 142.85. August hogs up 265 at 81.72. Kansas City wheat, September up 2.25, 441.5. December up 1.5 cents yesterday, 462.5. Chicago wheat, September up 2 cents, 504.75. December up 1.25 at 516.75. September corns up 2.5, 435. December up 2.25, 439.5. August soybeans up 8.5, 894.5. And September up 8.5, $9.25. December cotton up 54 cents, 63.82. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.